So, Rich, you were in Poland recently at the UN climate talks, but you weren't attending those talks. You were at a forum focused on the ocean. Can you talk about what was going on?
Yes. In my case, the group that I'm part of, called the Global Ocean Forum, organized two or three ocean-related events, largely because historically these international gatherings of the UN and World Bank have not really acknowledged the critical role of oceans in the whole climate discussions. So we ocean advocates have been making sure that there are ocean days at every one of these meetings.
What are some of the messages that you've had to work on with leaders at UN talks?
Well, some of the most basic science. We want to make people aware of the fact that oceans drive the climate around the globe, and that in reverse, as carbon dioxide and global greenhouse gases increase, they're warming oceans, acidifying oceans, changing habitats in oceans. Some of the most severe and immediate impacts of climate change, climate warming, are being felt by the oceans, with potentially catastrophic impacts, not only for the ecosystem, but for humans who relate to oceans. Fortunately, because we've been doing this now for 20 years, I think we're starting to get the message across, and the negotiators are recognizing the importance of oceans.
So you've been able to evolve your message, you think, over the years?
Well, actually, for the first time ever, back in Paris in 2015, the text of the, at least the preamble of the Paris Climate Agreement uses the word oceans.
So this year at the talks, who did you talk to or interact with, and what was their response to you and in your presence there?
During the Ocean Action Day, we had 40 to 50 high-level delegates. Then we have several hundred people who represent non-government organizations, scientific groups, universities, the whole spectrum of what we call civil society. We're all part of our discussions, and they then, too, carry the message back through their various avenues to decision makers.
You mentioned basic science in your original talks with UN delegates. Do you find that your message can travel across audiences?
We have found the same lack of ocean literacy almost everywhere I go and with many people I speak with. People have thought for generations, maybe for centuries, that oceans are too big to fail. You know, we can put as much pollution into them as we wanted to, and there'd be no impact. We can take as much fish out, and there'd always be more. We're now just realizing in recent years that that's not the case. So these are messages that, you know, everyday people don't always hear. And one of the jobs of the Center for Coastal Studies and this group internationally is to increase awareness about oceans. We call it ocean literacy. But that's not the ultimate goal. Once we understand that, then hopefully people will be motivated to take action to reduce climate warming. And unfortunately, I can report that many people are very discouraged with the discussions and the negotiations that are going on. No significant progress on a lot of fronts has been made. The real big controversial point in Poland was not only to implement the commitments made by nations in Paris, but to make those commitments even stronger and more, what the words were, more ambitious. Unfortunately, several leading countries, oil and gas producing countries, were objecting to that and distracting from it. And that kind of stalled a lot of the discussions.
A lot of work yet to be done. Thank you so much for talking with us about this, Rich Delaney.
You're welcome.